I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955. After a trip to Hayward, Wisconsin, and the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame this last spring, I decided to dig out some of my antique lures and try them out. I'll tell you what happened, but first.
'Tis the season for Toyland at Fleet Farm. The elves are stocking shelves with the hottest toys, like Barbie, Lego, Hot Wheels, and more at unbeatable deals. Find a lower toy price and we'll beat it by 5%. Doors open at 7 a.m. Saturday, October 14th. Plus, the first 125 customers get a free toy tractor. Get unbeatable deals on the toys you want before they're gone. Fleet Farm, the store with everything you need for a very Merry Christmas. See store for details.
So I took a trip to the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame in Hayward, Wisconsin. They've got a museum there that is absolutely phenomenal. Some of the stuff in there is going to bring back memories, and some of it happened way before you were born. But it's really cool stuff that they have in that museum. And after touring it, I said, you know, I've got some of those old lures. I wonder if they still are as good as they were back in the day. So I went through some of my legacy lures and picked out a Lazy Ike and a Hula Popper and a bunch of others and decided to take them out on the water and give them a try. And what I discovered was they do work. As a matter of fact, that one that I mentioned, the Lazy Ike, boy, I'll tell you what, bass cannot resist that lure. And when it comes to top water, you can't beat that Hula Popper. And there were a lot of others that worked extremely well on the fish, better than some of the new lures that I have in my box. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.